broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for April 18th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And yes, we're convinced the checks and balances are absolutely brilliant, put in place by our founding fathers. And that is the great solution, using the checks and balances to restore the republic. We reject revolution. Go study history. They're often violent, rarely turn out well. But if you study a peaceful restoration using the supreme law of the land and the checks and balances our founders put in place, now you're talking about awesome opportunities. Are you willing to help us and participate? Trump wants to make America great again. We want to restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. We don't believe in revolution, but we do believe in restoration, peaceful restoration, by the way, of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Now, we were so busy for yesterday's broadcast that we didn't even get a chance to cover the recap of previous shows. So I'm going to recap Friday's broadcast and Monday's broadcast all in a quick recap. Now, it's interesting to see what last Friday to now, you know, 5 days ago or whatever, right? Well, 4 days ago, I guess, Friday, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But if it was Fridays, it was almost 5 days ago. When you think about the things we talk about then and now, they're so relevant. It's just amazing. By the way, this half hour is brought to you by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to have more energy in your day? Well, take the free test. Then with natural health and healing solutions, you can improve on your score. Take the test again and you will be amazed. Not only at the difference between the scientifically backed vigor tests and the comparison, but in your day-to-day life, the energy levels you have, the cheerful disposition you possess. It just goes on and on of the difference you'll find. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. The recap starts now of Friday's broadcast. We talked about female athletes crushed by women who are once men. Yeah, that story's in WND.com. You've heard the expression, quote, boys will be boys. But what happens when a brawny man wants to become one of the girls? Yikes. Yeah, that's right. Not only is that story in WND, but there's another article that says, yikes, boys with vaginas turn emergency rooms upside down. Years and years of medical school simply never prepared emergency room doctors and nurses to deal with this strange scenario. Yeah, you got gender bender promoted activity throughout our society. According to the American Medical Student Association, listen carefully, 62% of transgender people experience depression. 41% have already attempted suicide. 30% smoke daily, and 26% use drugs and alcohol. Folks, we talked about God's law in contrast and how society is turning its back on God and promoting this gender bender ideology. Folks, we reject it. We talked about the proclamation on the family put out by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints back in 1995. How prophetic, huh? That's just my humble opinion. Whether you believe it's prophetic or not mattereth not. What matters is that we look at that as the guideline for the family. It talks about God and male and female created he them, meaning us, and that male and female characteristics are eternal in nature, not just something assigned at birth, and how the male and female roles are not adversarial but complementary, and how children should look to parents for guidance, training, stability, safety, protection, and support, that women can be dependent on men for their support, and men can look to women for stability and they can work together. What an incredible document. What an incredible ideology that God has set forth. A traditional one man, one woman marriage with fidelity to one another. Sex outside of that marriage is sin. Appropriate sexual relationship with inside that marriage, one man, one woman, only to the person you're married to, is ordained of God. And when we obey God's laws, we have protection, we have stability, we have safety. It goes on and on. Incredible broadcast on Friday. That was hour one. Hour two, we talked about Justice Neil Gorsuch can indeed help decide very important Second Amendment cases. He can stand for the right to keep and bear arms, the God-given unalienable right of self-defense, folks. We talked about Bitcoin rises over $1 billion as Japan and Russia move to legitimize the cryptocurrency. Believe it or not, Japan passed a law to accept Bitcoin as a legal payment method, and Russia is reportedly looking into ways to regulate Bitcoin. Now, understand, a lot of people are wondering about this Bitcoin and thinking, oh, it's awesome compared to the dollar. Well, be careful. You're going to end up with a global digital virtual fiat currency. I'm going to say that again. Be careful. You're going to end up with a virtual digital fiat currency that's global in nature. Is that better than what we've got? Beware, ladies and gentlemen. Don't accept counterfeit. Stand with the gold and silver constitutional currency of the founding fathers. Stand with the honest weights and measures of the biblical account. Would you please? I'm telling you, I understand why people like it, but I also understand that we don't know enough about that. A lot of people believe it's decentralized. It's awesome. Trust you me, we don't even know who built it. How do you know there's not a back door? How do you know that it can't go all wrong? Stick with honest money, please. Do not accept counterfeit. Donald Trump pleads with, he's pleased. Donald Trump is happy with her, pleased with the mother of all bombs. LibertyNewsDaily.com. He's really pleased that he dropped the bomb on those folks. We got to stop the pro-war mentality, folks. Donald's wholesale acceptance of direct foreign military attacks without congressional approval must stop. Trump's lurch towards corporatism, globalism, and neoconservatism has got to stop. Judge Napolitano was absolutely right about Britain spying on Donald Trump's campaign. Remember, he got let go of Fox and then brought back over this claim. Well, it turns out Napolitano was correct. Good old Judge Andrew Napolitano laying it out. Not even Fox doing their research before letting the good judge go. Now they bring him back because they admit they were wrong. That also proves that Donald Trump was spied upon from multiple sources, not just one. Federal cops violate own rules. Shoot at driver again, writes Garth Kent. WND.com. Look, the federal cops supposed to be only dealing with a 10-mile square section of Washington, D.C., but they're out of control. But this time, thank heavens, they didn't murder the woman like they did in a previous scenario that we've documented on the radio quite often. GOP to Jeff Sessions, prosecute Lois Lerner. Well, amen. I agree, but I don't think he'll do it. Nobody has the guts to stand up and create accountability at the IRS, do they? That was Friday's broadcast. You see how relevant that stuff is even now? Wow. All right, yesterday's broadcast, broken down in summary form via a recap, starts now. We had our buddy on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, as our guest. Resurrection Day, ladies and gentlemen, was Sunday. He has risen. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. Sam Bushman, quote, that's me, I testify he lives. We also talked about what is the purpose of the military. With all this, quote, military power America has and seems to be flaunting, what principles should govern its use? The U.S. military, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, has become by far the largest and most powerful the world has ever seen, literally spending more money annually than the next 10 largest militaries combined, including Russia and China. Can you believe that? Wow. We also talked about the primary use of any military should always be defensive in nature. We talked about asset forfeiture reform failed in the Olympic state of Utah again. That's tragic. And we talked about civil asset forfeiture, which is really asset confiscation, is nothing more than government's legalized plunder on steroids. They haven't even charged people with a crime or convicted you, but they still steal your property. That's government, folks.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we're still talking about the recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about asset forfeiture reform fails in Utah. That's tragic. We've been working at it for years, but we need more conservatives to get involved. But civil asset forfeiture, ladies and gentlemen, which is really nothing more than legalized plunder, they steal your property without even charging you with a crime or convicting you oftentimes. It's crazy. We credit the Liberitas Institute, Utah.org is the website to learn more about it. But they've done the best work on this issue, highlighting this, focusing on it. This is serious business. We also have a dovetail similar issue brought forth by Rand Paul in the Senate and Representative Tim Walbert in the House. They introduced what's called the FAIR Act into Congress. No mainstream press coverage of this, tragic but true. Please support Senate Bill 642 and House Bill H.R. 155. That's the FAIR Act in Congress. All right, good for Rand Paul and Tim over there doing a great job. We just wish more folks would jump aboard. We need Americans to call their congressmen and senators and push this bill into the mainstream. If we had millions of us, we could get it done. But, oh, the numbers fighting for liberty are few. Hopefully, the Almighty will prosper our valiant efforts. Our prayer is that they will. Anti-life, antidepressants are everywhere, sad to say. HerbalLegacy.com to learn about how hostile and abusive they are to the pro-life viewpoint we hold dear. AHealthierYouRadio.com highlights a Healthier You radio program that Lowell Nelson finished Hour 1 yesterday discussing. Hour 2, we talked about in an Easter Sunday impromptu speech, the Pope encouraged people to hold fast in their fearful hearts to faith. Good for him. To faith. Wow. Despite all the wars, sickness, and hatred in the world, acknowledging that people are wondering where God is amidst this evil. And I submit to you that God asks us to be his servants, to bring relief and comfort and love to those who are suffering. Wickedness and sin are what cause most of the suffering we seem to face. Trump moves to keep White House visitor logs secret, lies, and says that national security is the reason. Effectively bars the public from knowing which activists and lobbyists, political donors, and others who are gaining access to the president and his aides on a daily basis. I get that once in a while there needs to be a private meeting for the president, but that can be done elsewhere as an exception, not the day-to-day lockout of the log so we can't see what's going on stuff. I thought he was going to have a transparent administration. Not so. So much for Donald's plan to drain the swamp, huh? Why can't I visit Donald, a nationally well-known syndicated talk show host? We have on people literally daily and weekly that have beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. I'm a nationally syndicated, well-known talk show host. We interviewed and supported both of Donald's sons when he was running for office. Why can't I visit the White House? See, I can't even get close to the Donald for legitimate matters like thefreedomcoalition.com, thefreedomcoalition.com, to free innocent prisoners. I don't even want to go to the White House to represent myself. I want to help those who are in prison, but I can't get there. But the logs are secret, and the likes of dictators around the world and liberals are streaming to the White House in droves, so much so that Donald doesn't even want you to know who goes there. California Representative Maxine Waters is incensed as well and now is calling for and leading rallies across the country to impeach Donald Trump at an anti-Trump rally. Should Donald Trump be impeached, you ask? Well, I don't agree with Maxine Waters on hardly anything. But I will say, when you bomb foreign nations and breach their sovereignty without the approval of Congress, you've crossed a line. You've violated the Constitution big time. Donald needs to be stopped. But he's surrounded by neocons. He hasn't drained the swamp. He's surrounded by warmongering, hawkish neocons. He needs to be surrounded by peaceful folks that believe in a humble George Washington foreign policy. That's what Donald had when he ran for office. What happened? Who got a hold of him? Henry Kissinger? Just wondering. Oh, by the way, he did meet with the Henry, didn't he? Protesters are taking to the streets across the country to demand that Donald Trump release his tax returns. Now members of Congress are on board with that. Believe it or not, marches are taking place in about 150 cities. And Trump is granting the military much more leeway in bombing ISIS and invading the privacy and sovereignty of other nations. We also talked about how important podcasting has become. Believe it or not, National Public Radio, one of the biggest radio groups in the world. And now they're introducing their GM of podcasting. Wow. We also talked about our taxation system yesterday. How our taxation system screwed up everything, writes Bill Federer. In 1954, believe it or not, that's when they designated April 15th as the deadline for filing your hostile against the Constitution income tax returns. Yeah, we talked about the Marxist, the Karl Marxist idea. Accuse the victim of what you do or accuse your opponent of what you are guilty of. Several examples were provided in the broadcast available at libertyroundtable.com. 9 out of 10 IRS asset seizures fleece innocent taxpayers, writes Garth Kant at WND.com. Doing a great job. There's only a few news services that have the guts to document abuses and hostilities by the IRS, by the way. Did you know that? All right, that's a recap that took place on Friday and Monday. Man, do we cover a lot of news on this broadcast. With that in mind, Kirk Crosby, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome. By the way, we spent a lot of time yesterday. You remember how I told everybody we updated our website, libertyroundtable.com? We added incredible podcasting capabilities so you can listen not only live, but anytime, anywhere. We've added more ability to listen on more players. We've made our website portable, meaning that it can be viewed on iPhones and portable devices and in your smartphones now. And we've added play buttons where you can listen right in line. The show notes are now more prominent on the website than ever before. We've done all that so you can listen more anytime, anywhere, almost on any device. But we're just moving more and more and more into the new media space, folks. Well, we would have done it a lot faster. I'm quite technical to make this happen, but it was a money issue. And we finally decided just to throw down the gauntlet, and Sam will just fund out of his own pocket these improvements. But I bring that all up because we've even done more now, Kurt. Ooh. We're now on iTunes, first of all.
Ooh.
And we just submitted Google Play, and we're working on Stitcher, and we're working on TuneIn, and we're going to be everywhere. Stitcher. I'm telling you right now, we're taking on the new media like never before. We're taking on the mainstream press like never before as well. All right, anyway, just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Check out LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com for more information. And to donate, please, because not only are we adding the new websites and updating those and adding new media options, it's all expensive to do. And we've also added a new processor. Hopefully it'll sound better on the network, LibertyNewsRadio.com. And if you want to support any of our upgrades, we would love your donations because, man, it's expensive. Any pennies would be gratefully accepted. It is the Widow's Mite Radio Broadcasting Network, and your support would be super-duper appreciated. By the way, we're still looking for a writer for LibertyNewsDaily.com. You've got to be able to write well. You've got to understand the conspiracy, but you got to be smart enough not to cross the line and move into fake news or pretend. You got to be for real. You got to document things, not from a left-right deceptive paradigm, not from a Republican-Democrat paradigm, but from a we care about America and the Constitution and the rule of law and honest reporting matters point of view. And you got to be able to write succinctly and et cetera. If you would like to learn more, there is a couple of pennies we can send out your way for your writing as well. But we need consistent, dedicated writers. You want to get a hold of me? Would love you to write for LibertyNewsDaily.com. Email me. LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com is where you can do that. Would love to hear from you. LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com. I'll just toss in a teaser. We'll take the break. We'll come on back with hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips as always. Alex Jones, former wife Kelly Jones, in lawsuit. There's interesting details. We will never go off and attack Alex Jones, but we do want to document a couple of important, interesting tidbits from the court filings. We'll do it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Brad Gibson. A Turkish referendum modifying the Constitution was passed by voters Sunday, authorizing a change in Turkey's system of government. Voters approved the changes by a little over 51%, granting the president increased powers to appoint a large number of members of the Supreme Court, while dramatically reducing the powers of Congress. This is the latest move by President Erdogan to consolidate power and marginalize growing opposition. International election monitors complained that Erdogan controls election boards and that the government was allowing ballots to be accepted that did not have an official stamp on them. 13 people were arrested in Berkeley, California over the weekend as anti-Trump protesters turned violent once again, assaulting other Trump supporters. Police reported items confiscated among the combatants were metal pipes, bats, 2x4s, and various pieces of wood. A group with bricks was detained and confiscated. Berkeley police ventured into the crowd and witnessed some protesters throwing things at Trump supporters. Several attendees complained about the lack of intervention by police officers, a complaint that was also common during the anti-Milo Berkeley riot last month. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When it comes to books, videos, health food, and natural products, please do business with the good guys today. Phone in orders available by calling 877-817-9829 or purchase online at thepowermall.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Brad Gibson.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're going to talk about this Alex Jones lawsuit. Looks like Kelly Jones, that's Alex's ex-wife, and Alex are in a big old custody battle over their children. And I want to say some things that are not in either article. I've got two articles we're going to talk about, but I want to talk about the general issue here before we get into the articles and the stories and the details. Number one, it's a horrible scenario. Our prayers are with Alex, and our prayers are with Kelly. We're not picking sides in the battle. We do pray for each of them, and we do pray for the children. You know, when God puts a marriage together, it's a blessing. And it's the traditional family as God designed or prescribed for the health and safety and stability of his children on earth. And whenever one of those marriages falls apart, I'm not here to cast blame. I'm here to tell you how tragic it is. And I'm here to tell you that our prayers are with Alex, and our prayers are with Kelly, and our prayers are with the children. And there's allegations of infidelity. There's allegations of all kinds of stuff in the original divorce, which I left alone. We didn't talk about it. And I don't want to talk about it. I'm not here to attack anybody. I hope if there were infidelities or sin, that folks can repent and turn back to God. Because I know, I testify, they can be forgiven. People can change. People can repent. People can come back to God and receive forgiveness. Go thy way and sin no more is what Jesus Christ has said when those infidelities have occurred in the past. Okay, and so I don't want to discuss that except to say that our prayers are with them. And I hope if there's any wrongdoing that people change. That people realize and acknowledge their mistakes and move on with a real repentant attitude. All right, let's move on because there's a lot of money involved. You know, etc. But I don't really want to focus on that. What I want to focus on is the children. I pray for the children the most because children need a mother and a father for guidance and love and protection and stability and safety and to learn how to be a man. And you learn from your mother and father how to be a man. You learn from your mother and father how to be a woman. You learn about how they treat one another and how to have relationships. You learn the proper roles that are complementary. You learn how to be masculine or feminine or what. You learn these appropriate skills by modeling, by example, and by interacting. My daughters learn how they ought to be treated by a man from how I treat them as their father and how their brothers treat them. And then men learn about how to treat a woman from their mother and sisters. and they need to learn to be kind. And I remember when I was a little kid one time, my sister was being mean to me, and she hit me, and I wanted to hit her back because I decided that I was a big enough boy now where I'm not going to tolerate that garbage from her. And I remember my dad stopped me, and he delivered an important message. He said, "You know what, son, you may be big enough to make her regret hitting you, but that just proves you ought to be a man enough to control your temper and to not do it." And that's what I'm talking about. You learn those critical skills, those negotiating skills, those relationship skills. And so my prayers are with the children of Alex and Kelly Jones. All right, now headline from LibertyNewsDaily.com says, Alex Jones' former wife sues for custody of children. And I guess in the beginning, Kelly said, yeah, the kids can stay with their father, but she changed her mind. She originally agreed to let the children live with their father. Now, all she did was sit back and wait for another studio rant from Alex Jones in order to go to court and make the claim that he was an unfit parent. She got her chance when on March 30th, Alex Jones called Representative Adam Schiff various expletives. Now, Schiff is the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. And Jones called for an investigation into Trump. Or, I'm sorry, Adam Schiff called for an investigation into Trump's Russia ties. Now, Kelly Jones is claiming in family court now that the threats that Alex Jones made against Schiff could constitute a crime, threatening a government official. And believe it or not, that can cover a maximum sentence of 5 to 10 years in jail or in prison if it's considered serious enough. Now, here's what's interesting, though. Alex Jones and his lawyers came up with a rather novel defense. According to Alex Jones' attorney, Alex Jones is a, quote, performance artist who is just playing a character role on his InfoWars radio and TV shows. The show is the most popular alternative media show by far in the alternative press. Now, that's what LibertyNewsDaily.com has to say about it. The Daily Caller writes about this as well, and their headline says this: it turns out that Alex Jones is just pretending. Peter Hassan writes for the Daily Caller, and they say Alex Jones is just pretending when hosting his show, where he frequently espouses conspiracy theories and recently challenged actor Alec Baldwin to a fist fight. Now, that's what's interesting. So he was just pretending. Randall Wilhite is the attorney for Alex Jones. And that's what he argued at the latest hearing. Now, the Austin American Statesman newspaper reported these details, and the Daily Caller picked it up, and Liberty News Daily and others grabbed on, did some more research, and dug into this case. Jones is currently battling his ex-wife in court. But the whole case, they say, will depend on convincing jurors that Alex Jones, the InfoWars talk show host, is different from Alex Jones, the real person. You see, when he's doing the radio and TV shows, he's a character, his attorney Will Height explained. He is a performance artist. Jones's wife, or ex-wife, I should say, argues that he eventually pushed that the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax, a false flag, and that he believes what he actually says, and that he's not a stable individual, not fit to raise the children. He says he wants to break Alec Baldwin's neck. He says that he wants to J-Lo to get raped. Now, she then says the children are there watching the broadcast, I guess I guess they've got three kids, a 14-year-old, a, you know, 9-year-old, whatever. They've lived with their father since the 2015 divorce. Now, here's the interesting part. Alex Jones apologized last month for his role in the, quote, Pizzagate conspiracy theory that held that John Podesta, supporting Hillary Clinton, was involved in sex trafficking related to the Washington, D.C. pizzeria. In other words, Alex Jones apologizes for, quote, Pizzagate lunacy. Now, here's the reason that I have all the problem with this, Kurt. I agree that Alex Jones's rhetoric is over the top, but Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and many other talk show hosts have had some real problems with loose lips sinking ships, with going off on these different people and acting like, you know, they could say anything they want to without any repercussions. Trump does this too. I have a problem with that. Because remember, you know what? Are we just radio clowns, as Glenn Beck would say? Are we just alter characters or alter ego and we're not really the same person in life as we are on the radio? Idea that Alex Jones is now pushing to stay out of prison and not lose his children? Or are we legitimate talk show hosts who stand up for the sacred cause of liberty and that we're real on the radio as we are in person? That we're legitimate people that have real issues to bring forward, not in a clown way, not in an alter ego way where we don't believe it, but it's about, you know, entertainment or a character or making money, but in a real sense that we care for our country, that God, family, and country is not a joke. It's not a clown scenario. It's a real thing. The protection of life, liberty, and property is the belief of the founders and a modern belief. What is it, folks? And I submit to you that I'm disappointed in Alex Jones and his lawyer for pleading this in court, because what it turns us legitimate radio talk show hosts into is nothing but a bunch of radio clown alter ego maniacs that say or do anything to raise money. I don't believe in that scenario, Kurt. Now, I'm going to stop here for a second and bring you into the conversation. I'm concerned about this. When we get back, I want you to talk about, you know me personally and privately, probably even just as much, if not more so than publicly, Kurt. Our families are friends. We've been friends for 20 plus years. I want you to respond to this, because I am no radio clown. I am no alter character or ego or whatever to bring in a bunch of money. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we're talking about this Alex Jones stories in a big old custody battle over his children with his ex-wife, Kelly Jones. And Alex Jones and his attorney apologized for statements related to Sandy Hook, apologized for statements relating to all kinds of things that Jones has been reporting. And Glenn Beck has apologized and backed away from a lot of the statements that he's made as well. But is Alex Jones just pretending? Is Glenn Beck just a radio clown? Is Alex Jones on InfoWars TV and radio just a playing a character, playing an entertainment role, playing a it's just all fun and games? And or are we legitimate radio personalities that are commentators with opinion and education and informative factual details on news? Who are we and what do we stand for? And I'm disappointed in Alex Jones and his attorney doing this, Kurt. And Glenn Beck, when he's done this from time to time, because what they do is they run off at the mouth. They make statements that are absolutely unacceptable to make. I mean, hoping that J-Lo gets raped. I don't hope anybody ever gets raped, folks. Never. I mean, if you lost your mind, I would never say anything even in jest or in fun or in whatever. It isn't fun. It isn't funny. It's unacceptable. Okay, now, we, in my humble opinion, are statesmen. We, in my humble opinion, are leaders of movements. The movement is to restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. The movement is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. And this is no joke. This is no alter ego. This is no games. Okay, now, Kurt, you've known me forever, and I just want you to speak to this. I am never going to pitch myself as a radio clown like Glenn Beck does. Or this is just, you know, I'm just pretending me as a person is not who I am on the radio. The radio is just an alter ego or some kind of a caricature I play like on Broadway or something like that. It isn't like that, Kurt. And I reject the notion that it is. And I reject the statements that come out of these guys' mouths when they start to say things like they wish somebody was raped or they want to break somebody's neck. I don't want to break anybody's neck ever. I mean, I would defend my family, obviously, but I would never want harm to come to anybody. Not even people who I politically completely disagree with. Kurt, you want to expound on this a bit here? This is critical to focus on.
Well, you mean on you first or on
either
Alex
way, whatever you want. I'm not trying to bait you into defending me, but you know me personally.
Yeah, I mean, all I can say is, I mean, I don't know Alex Jones personally. I mean, I only have had little bits of information from him. When it comes to you, Sam, I mean, I don't really notice much difference. I mean, when you're on the air compared to off the air, maybe at least I don't really notice any difference that I could really think of. I mean, you know, you live those same way both times, it seems to me. Now, when it comes to Alex Jones, I was looking through some of the different stories found interesting to me. For example, one of them references says that they pay him, I mean, I guess he's paying his wife $43,000 a month. This is from the Dallas News, $43,000 a month for the
now, let me stop you there, stuff. And here's what's interesting. You pay your ex-wife $43,000 a month, Kurt. That means you're making double that or something or more.
Well, I guess, or maybe 44, you know, he just keeps $1,000 for himself.
Yeah.
Know?
All but I'm telling you, this guy, though, this guy literally gets on the radio and tells you he doesn't have any money. Please help him build his next studio. Oh, my goodness, man. We're about to lose everything. You know, you got to help us now. And he raises $250,000 and stuff like that. And this stuff's not funny, Kurt. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I run our whole radio network on about that a year, what she gets in a month.
It's pretty impressive, at least to me, to be behind the scenes, if you will, ladies and gentlemen, and know how Sam does things and how we hear about these other radio networks. We've heard about them for years, and we've listened to them complain about the big costs, whether they're shows that we've been familiar with and that kind of thing. And Sam is always able to, if they will take his advice, and that's a monster if, he would he's always able to save them lots of money if they will do it. But most of the time, they just pretend like, hey, there's no thing that these little guys can offer, especially Sam. How could he really help us out? He's just a kid on the radio, and they just don't understand it. But the other thing I thought the Dallas Morning News or Dallas News reported says that I guess Trump had appeared on Jones's show back in December 2015, and they said, or he said, his reputation is amazing. Adding, "I will not let you down." Jones later said Trump called to thank him after winning the election. So, you know, there's some other tidbits. CBS News said basically that they quote Jim Ruttenberg, who I didn't even know, but he's a New York Times media columnist. He said Alex Jones is the preeminent global conspiracy theorist on the global conspiracy. Jones has a loyal fan base, according to CBS News. His YouTube channel has more than 2 million subscribers.
And by the way, I don't have a problem with Alex Jones getting wealthy, Kurt. No. He works hard. He has the right to make money. This is America. What I don't think he has the right to do is act like he's just poor mouthing it, running around, and then you find out he's paying his ex-wife $43,000 a month. At some point, you go, okay,
something's wrong.
But again, Kurt, if the real person is a rich person and the character's this poor guy begging for money, then I guess that's okay.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Kevin, you're on the radio.
They say,
hey, Sam. Hey, Kurt. How you guys doing, my friend?
Excellent, sir.
Howdy.
Hey, well, I'm glad you guys are covering this this hot topic right now, because I've been very concerned about this. Of course, in the radio community, this was kept quiet for quite some time, and I did much of the same respect as many of our colleagues did. But I have to ask the question. Alex continually states on the air every day that he's under full attack by the globalists, and they're hurting all our funds, and they're trying to shut us all down. Sam, you mentioned $43,000 a year runs Liberty News Radio.
It's actually less than that. I don't really want to talk numbers because that,
what I'm saying is that who's really attacking Alex? Is it his wife or is it the globalist?
Well, it's a great question. And then the next question is somebody would say that I'm attacking him, but I'm not really trying to attack Alex Jones. What I'm attacking is this idea that legitimate talk show hosts that talk about important news issues, that they're just fake characters, that they're just playing a role, that they're just entertainers, or they're just, okay, they're radio clowns. I reject that. What I do is sacred and serious, sir, and I've given my life to it. This is no joke. Go ahead, sir.
Sounds like we must have lost him.
Go ahead, Kevin.
There he is.
Uh-oh, I don't know what happened to him. All right, go ahead, Kurt.
He must be going through some fun areas
no
on
joke
his
to me,
travel or
this
whatever
is not
like
just
that.
Fun and games.
You remember our buddy Cliff Kincaid, Sam. Anyway, they call him, in the CBS News piece, they call him the director of a right-wing watchdog group. They call him from Accuracy and Media, and he told CBS News, Jones is not and never has been a conservative. That was what their quote is.
Who said this?
Cliff Kincaid. Cliff Kincaid is what they say. So I thought that was interesting because there he is.
Now Kevin's back. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm here. And just another thought. I don't know what happened. I think we had a little issue with the phone there. But, just another thought. It's really sad to see right now, considering all the great patriots that are pouring their heart into this Freedom Coalition and trying to free our neighbors and help these salt of the earth people, right some wrongs that have happened to them. You know, Alex was tip of the spear when it came down to what happened at Bunkerville and what happened at Malheur Wildlife Refuge. And it just boggles my mind that now we're trying to help these very same people that were top stories of his. And we can't even get them to move off of Donald Trump for just 2 minutes. Not even some of his friends that even come on this show. And it's really heartbreaking to see that Alex Jones has his hands tied up with this, and yet, we can't even get help for our neighbors. It's really sad, Sam. in Kurt.
Wow. I don't know how to respond, really. Kurt, do you want to respond?
Kevin's got his, he's got his fingers on the pulse. He knows what's going on, and, you know, that's really true. We see it so many times, whether it's our elected officials or even our, you know, beloved leaders of or so-called leaders who, whether it's Glenn Beck or Alex Jones or whatever, you know, they just don't have time for something like this. The freedomcoalition.com, and yet if they put just a little bit of their effort there, it would go far to get these things taken care of. That's what makes us kind of question their, I guess you could say, their real veracity.
Now, huh? Kevin serves with us in many capacities, but one of them is with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. I'm the vice president of operations or operations director. He's the state director for Florida.
You guys getting like $40,000 a month, I think, is pretty much the same, you know, as far as I know, right?
Well, I think all the lunches that I've had add up to $43. Anyway.
Yeah, there
but,
you go.
But you know who I am personally, though. Am I different behind the scenes and in private as I am in public? You've been to my house. You've eaten dinner with my family. Am I different in private as I am in public, Kevin?
No, Sam, you're the same person on there that you are off there.
Okay, this is no alter ego. This is no game. And that's the reason that I take this on. My goal is not to attack Alex. In fact, I feel horrible for him. He lost his wife, and it's a big old meltdown. And okay.
Well, no, I think there is a tactful way. We talk about judgment, and, you know, we're commanded by God not to judge people. But I don't think there's anything wrong with correcting people. And I believe there's a tactful way to do it.
And there's nothing wrong with me defending my position. This is not a joke. This is not fake.
But, you know, Sam, if I was out, you know, getting all liquored up, partying and stuff, I would expect my friends, Kurt and Sam, to maybe intervene in my life and say, you know, come on, buddy. This is not right. This is not a godly way to live. This is, even outside of God, it's just not right in our society.
Amen. We're flat out of time, sir.
So
thank you.
I think there is a place for people, especially that are close. And when I talk about Alex Jones, I say close, related into this movement.
All right. We're flat out of time.
We're out of line.
Thanks,
Kevin.
I don't
think there's anything wrong with us.
This nation shall endure.